Good morning. It's Ashley here with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I'm here with Bobby Hill, volunteer recruiter at Virginia Beach Rescue Squad Foundation. How are you today, Bobby?
I'm doing awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We have a lot to talk about. But first, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I have been a volunteer for almost 46 years.
Wow.
Been doing this quite a lot as a paramedic and EMT. And today I volunteer with our special response team. But I'm a volunteer recruiter. I work for the Virginia Beach Rescue Squad Foundation. And my mission is to reach out across Hampton Roads and tell people about the great opportunities with the rescue squads. I've been there and done it, so I just love what I do.
What is Virginia Beach EMS?
Virginia Beach EMS is very unique. It's the largest volunteer-based EMS system in the nation.
Oh,
at the
wow.
present time, we have over 600 EMTs and paramedics that are on the street that respond. We actually have about 235, 240 volunteers that are in a training phase right now. And we have over 100 volunteers that serve in support team positions, special response teams, another 100 for that as well. And along with our career counterparts, which we have 38 career paramedics in the city of Virginia Beach.
Wow.
If you dial 911 in Virginia Beach, you're going to get the volunteer rescue squads, along with our career medics and our partners, the Virginia Beach Fire Department and Virginia Beach Police Department.
And how long has the volunteer rescue squads of Virginia Beach been in existence?
You know, that's people ask that question quite often. It's probably when you look at the combined time of which we had the town of Virginia Beach, and then
the town.
Yes, actually, it was just along the oceanfront, which had one rescue squad and fire department at that time. The city of Virginia Beach came along, and then about 1962, Princess Anne County and the city of Virginia Beach merged. And so the volunteer fire departments and rescue squads in Princess Anne County and the one volunteer rescue squad in the old city of Virginia Beach came together to provide a service. So in some cases, it's been over 60 years.
And how many volunteer rescue squads provide service today?
Today, we have 10 volunteer squads in the city of Virginia Beach that are scattered. When I say scattered, they're strategically located. And it gets back to that history. Many of them are located in the communities where they formed. There was the Kempsville Rescue Squad.
Okay, so maybe Princess Anne type.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes,
that
absolutely.
Makes sense. Now, do the rescue squads require any prior training to be a volunteer?
That is an awesome question because I'm always asked, people say to me, I can't do this. I don't have any background in it. But the volunteers are based on people in the community. So what you see are people who come to us that have no experience. They want to give back to the community, and they do it for different reasons. So no, experience is not necessary.
And what are the qualifiers to be a volunteer?
We do have some qualifiers. You have to be 18 years of age to be a volunteer in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
That's a local policy. In Virginia, you can be certified as an EMT at the age of 16, but Virginia Beach has a policy that you have to be 18. You have to have a valid driver's license. Does not have to be a Virginia driver's license. You have to have a good driving record, and we have to run a criminal history.
Do you have to be a Virginia Beach resident?
No, that is another awesome opportunity to the community. We have volunteers that live all across the Hampton Roads area. We even have some volunteers that live outside of the area, such as in Richmond. They started here. They moved on, but they still maintain their link with us, and they come back and run their duty.
Now, why do people volunteer to respond to emergency calls?
Today, it's made up of people that they're looking to for a career. And you've got to get experience. You can go to the local community colleges and pay to have a DMT course, but you still lack the experience. So they're looking for a career. Others want to go to medical school. We partner with EVMS, and it's very unique and opportunity to take that experience and then move it on into the medical field. And then there are others that want to give back to the community, especially the retired people. Once they've reached that point, the kids are gone.
Why not?
What can I do? And it's exciting. It's very different.
What type of training is provided?
We offer what's called a National Registered EMT certification, which is very unique in the fact that, one, we pay for it. The city of Virginia Beach pays for it.
Okay, so there's no cost for it?
There's no cost if you join the volunteer rescue squads. It's a four-year certification. you can take that certification if you were to relocate to another part of the country, and mm-hmm. it would be accepted locally.
Can a volunteer be an advanced EMT or paramedic?
Absolutely. Many of our volunteers do go on to further their education. They're very happy being EMTs, but there's a few more things that you do from a skill base that mm-hmm. you can do as an advanced EMT and a paramedic. And so we encourage our volunteers. We provide scholarships for them. So once again,
that's
it's free.
Nice. Yeah.
And their commitment to us is to continue to volunteer with us for at least 12 months after they get that training. And then they can start out in the field with those advanced techniques that may be required.
Now, I forget if you just mentioned it, but how long is the training again?
The EMT training runs around 16 weeks.
Okay.
It's a combination of online lectures and one night a week mandatory workshop for 16 weeks.
Okay.
And then there's an internship program before they're released as what we refer to as an attendant in charge.
Is a Virginia Beach EMS volunteer training like any different from that of a paid career counterpart?
No, that's what's also so unique about this is whether you get a paycheck or not, you're getting the highest qualified people at the scene of the call.
How many volunteer hours are required each month?
We are a very large operation. Last year, over 46,000 911 EMS calls for help were answered. And so we have to be there. So it's four 12-hour shifts a month for new people coming in.
Okay. And when can a volunteer run his or her duties?
We can. We offer you the opportunity to run those duties on weekends, weekdays, weeknights, or a combination of, and we do that scheduling electronically online. So you tell us when you can run.
Can someone already certified as an EMT volunteer with Virginia Beach?
Yes, and we would love to have people mm-hmm. who especially have relocated to the area from other parts of the country where maybe they had a paid job, maybe they were volunteers.
Yeah.
And it's so unique, a city this size, to have volunteers, and when they find out, a lot of them just jump on it right away. But yes, absolutely.
Now, as a volunteer, what type of calls do they respond to? Is it any different?
No, it's, once again, those 46,000 calls last year, they comprised of heart attacks, car accidents, people trapped. We deliver babies.
Wow.
People that having the worst day of their life, it's a crisis situation for them,
mm-hmm.
and they'll dial 911, and the volunteers are right there.
And do the volunteers own their own stations?
In Virginia Beach, traditionally, when I mentioned earlier about the merging
different,
of
like,
Prince Anne County
mm-hmm.
and stuff, the volunteers did own their own stations. As time went by, that's a pretty significant cost anymore today.
I can imagine.
And so the city does provide for eight of the rescue squads. They run out of city stations. We do have two rescue squads that still own their own facilities.
And do the volunteers own their emergency equipment?
In Virginia Beach, the 38, 39 ambulances, I believe we just increased one of the squads, is in the process of increasing its units, are owned by the volunteers themselves. They go to the community and with fundraising requests and also with grant opportunities.
So the volunteers pay for the ambulances.
And it's a big cost with those ambulances.
Do volunteers get paid at all, or is it all strictly volunteer work?
In the city of Virginia Beach, the volunteers do this because they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We offer them that free education, but there's no paycheck that comes with this.
And what if someone can't give 48 hours a month, or they don't want to run on an ambulance? Can they do other things as a volunteer?
Oh, absolutely. I mentioned that the 10 rescue squads with their fundraising, we have non-operational positions. They're called administrative or support. And those are people who want to give back to the community through the rescue squads. They want to help the rescue squads,
mm-hmm.
but they are unable to either give us 48 hours a month on an ambulance, or they don't really want to get out there on an ambulance. So we have support team positions, which are basically 12 hours a month.
Now, if someone was on the fence about becoming a volunteer, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to, first off, they need to check us out on our website, Lives Need Saving. They can find out a whole lot of information about the rescue squads. But even more important, if they really thought, you know, maybe I'd like to ride, then they should do a ride with us. We have observer ride-alongs that they can
do. I would like to do one of those one day.
We would love to have you come out there.
I'll come. Let's set that up after this.
Yes.
So if someone does want to sign up, how do they go about doing that?
Okay, if they want to join the rescue squads, our application, it's an online process.
Okay.
And they do that through the city site, vbems.com, and click on the Join Us link, or they can go to livesneedsaving.org and click on the Join Us button at the top. But we have to start that application. We're required by law to run a criminal history check, a DMV check, a Homeland Security check. You actually become a city employee, but it's a volunteer, it's public safety.
Yeah.
So we have to run all these background checks. So that's the easiest way. And first off, they'll get information by going to those two websites. But it takes 4 to 6 weeks to process that application.
Kind of like if you apply for a ride-along in a patrol car or something. It's the same process, kind of?
Yes, and for the ride-along, for the ride-along, you don't have to fill out the application. The observer ride, you can do that by calling the EMS office.
Okay, perfect. So that was for volunteer.
That was volunteer. Okay. Yeah, to do the observer ride, you can just give the EMS office a call, 757-385-1999. Or you can go to their website, vbems.com, send an email. We have a contact us link there and say, hey, I really like to do a ride. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk to you about when you can do it and which station you'd like to run it.
Now, I always ask this as my last question to everyone I do these interviews with. Is there anything that you would like to leave with Hampton Roads?
Well, when you think about what we're doing in the largest populated city in the city of Virginia Beach, people say, why do we do this? Or why do you still have volunteers? And it's not that we can't afford the volunteers, the city could, but we have the support of the community. They love us. We give them an awesome service at no cost. And this is an opportunity for people to be involved with us as well, both by what I call the silent majority. They like us. They donate to us. They send us awesome letters. They drop by cookies and stuff saying, first off, I didn't believe it. Never believed I wasn't, you know, that I would need the service, but you were right there and you're volunteers and I can't do it. So, it's volunteer based. It's people in the community. It's college students. It's blue collar. It's white collar. It's retired people. A lot of military people do this. So come join us.
And again, before we sign off here, how could someone get more information?
All they have to do is go to our website, livesneedsaving.org, and click on the Join Us link. And there's a chance there for them to send us, they can send us a text, they can send us an email, and they can call us 385-1999. We're going to work with them. We want you to be able to connect with us, and hopefully we can find a place for you.
Well, thank you so much, Bobby, for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Ashley.